Well, we are going to be going here. Remember a couple of evenings ago when Mr. Labissiere took us into the future, about 50 years into the future after Jesus Christ returns, Jubilee year. Well, I would like to bring us back us up a little bit from that 50-year period. Bring us back to just after Jesus Christ has returned to the earth. And we find that after he has returned and the wars have ended, we will be getting our assignments to go out to the world. Have you ever thought about what your first speech may be when you get out to the world, when Jesus Christ has sent you out as his ambassador to the world? You have fear of speaking? You may have. Just like most of us gentlemen that went through Spokesman's Club or any club to speaking, that first time when you have to get up and speak in public, how nervous you are that here you're going to be speaking. Well, today I'd like to cover a couple of points with regards to overcoming that fear, that we do not have to fear. The first point is that we will be have the subject matter in mind. If you would, turn with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Here we find Paul having written this epistle to the church in Corinth. And he, as we begin here in verse 9, he says, "We are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building." So he's addressing the congregation. And he says, "According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So we know the foundation, just like Paul said here. He's talking to individuals, Gentile converts, and he says, "I'm going to talk to you about the foundation." And that is what we will do when we go out to the world, to that first audience that we will be approaching. Now, I'm not quite sure just how we'll appear to them, but in all likelihood, everyone in the audience will be a complete stranger to us. I don't know how we'll appear, whether it was like Christ when he appeared to the two individuals after his resurrection. You know, they're walking down the road and all of a sudden they got this third individual there with them. Will that be how it is at that time? People, we will appear to them, whether it be in a group of 12 or whether it's a group of 12,000. But we all have this same foundation where we can begin with Jesus Christ to them. It'll make no difference whether there's another two or three generations come along before Christ's return, or whether those who were in the Old Testament, the priests, the prophets that God has used, such individuals like Abraham, we all will have the same foundation we can speak at to these people as long as we start with Jesus Christ. And we'll point these people to the new leader of the world. Maybe they were looking and had before been under a chieftain or prime minister or king or president. It's just like today in America and the world, they're looking at what is going to happen on November 3rd. Who may be a new leader? Who may yet be on the Supreme Court? Or will the legislative body change? But we'll start with the foundation of Jesus Christ. We'll explain to them that you have a new leader. He is Jesus Christ, King of Kings, sitting on his throne in Jerusalem. And he will be there forever and ever. We'll never need to have a coup to remove him from office, never have to be another election, for it is Jesus Christ, your new leader, in Jerusalem at the temple. Also, he is full of mercy and grace, and he is now the chief justice. Will not need to be any world court or Supreme Court. We now have the supreme justice of the world to arbitrate all issues if need be. Not have to worry about who will be in the legislature, for he is the lawgiver, and he's made it very simple. The Ten Commandments. So we'd be pointing the people to Jesus Christ, letting them know they have a new leader. So we'll be able to build on that foundation from then on, as long as we've laid the foundation, as the Apostle Paul said, Jesus Christ. We can build on Jesus Christ, what he's done, and from his word. So that, my brethren, should help you, that you have the facts when you go to speak to these individuals. You have the facts and you've given them the truth, as we've heard in previous messages, how our word should be the truth. We will be giving them the facts. They will not have to worry, is this individual, this ambassador for Christ, giving me the truth? Yes, we will have the truth. But the second point I'd like us to look at, that you'll not have to worry about having fear when we come before people, is found over here in 1 John chapter 4. You turn with me, 1 John chapter 4. This is a scripture that we looked at yesterday once again. And notice 1 John 4 and verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. We will not have fear to speak to these individuals, because the love of God will be in our heart. Because we're going to love that audience that is before us. Because they have come through some horrific times. Some of them we may be drawing out of caves where they have went and hid. Maybe they've been gathered in a city that's been destroyed. The town center, but nothing standing. It's all rubble. And you know, we are going to be spirit beings. We look at them. Some of them might be emaciated. Their eyes, you can see, has no life. They have no hope till we come. The adults, children, teenagers, they might be the only one left from their family. How can you not, or how can we not, speak to those individuals? and want to help them. See, our love for them will conquer all the fear that we may have of speaking to them and carrying on the message. Because we will have that godly love in our heart that we want to reach out and help them. So, brethren, and with these two things in mind, first off, remembering we will give them the foundation of Jesus Christ for them to look to him, and we will build on that. And number two, we will have that godly love in our hearts. For when we see them, their faces, we want to help them. So, brethren, the world is waiting for us.